AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. It's been 30 years since a police officer died in the line of duty in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. But Lieutenant John Traxler says a manhunt is underway for the killers of two police officers.
Two officers was out on a traffic stop, and that traffic stop, somehow, the two officers did get shot. Both of them were transported to a local hospital. Both of them did succumb to their injuries.
While authorities search for 26-year-old Curtis Banks and his 29-year-old brother Marvin, the mayor of Hattiesburg is urging residents to remain indoors. Thousands of police officers and first responders stood at attention on Saturday as the flag-draped casket of a Coeur d'Alene, Idaho police officer was carried from a high school auditorium where Sergeant Greg Moore was eulogized as a devoted public servant.
Greg was killed protecting the life and property and the way of life of the citizens of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And it will never be forgotten.
Police Chief Lee Whiteham's eulogy was broadcast by KXLY-TV. Folks who live along coastal Carolina are waiting for an unwanted intruder to arrive. Tropical storm Anna is expected to come ashore sometime this morning.
We're forecasting some weakening as it moves over cooler waters near the coast. Once it moves inland, it should weaken and become a tropical depression later on Sunday. It should turn northward and then northeastward.
A powerful typhoon gained strength Sunday as it zeroed in on the northeastern tip of the Philippines. Residents of Cisco, Texas are picking up the pieces. A judge says a tornado killed one person, left others unaccounted for.
The homes that I've seen, they're just maybe one or two walls standing.
This is AP Radio News. Some homeless women got to enjoy a fancy Mother's Day dinner on Saturday, compliments of the New York City Rescue Mission. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Prime rib was on the plates and smiles were on the faces of the women here to celebrate Mother's Day. Takima Cooper brought her one-year-old daughter, Kimora, with her.
It's really a beautiful thing that y'all actually do go out your way to honor mothers, as well as I've been here for the Thanksgiving event as well, too, and it's really beautiful.
The New York City Rescue Mission's Craig Mays says the women are honored in a number of ways.
One is by inviting them to a nice banquet type meal that's served with real china, not what you normally find in a homeless shelter.
And they got to leave with goodie bags. Julie Walker, New York.
Britain's Prince Harry didn't get to see a kiwi in the wild, but he did see other native birds during a second day visit to a remote New Zealand island. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.